Hi, everyone, and a warm welcome back to the Christian Science Daily Lift. We're glad to have you. Sharing today is Amy Richmond. She's a Christian Science practitioner from Boston, Massachusetts.
I braced myself as I watched a 60 Minutes news segment called Coronavirus and the Economy, Best and Worst Case Scenarios. The interview was with Neel Kashkari, president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis. Mr. Kashkari helped pull the U.S. out of the Great Recession of 2008. Kashkari said, among other things, that while trying to help homeowners in 2008, they'd been concerned about bailing out those who were in trouble because of irresponsibility. He said, "We would have been much better off if we had been much more generous in our support for homeowners, deserving and not deserving. We would have had a less crisis." He indicated that his advice now would be to err on the side of being generous. I love the connection between generosity and widespread benefits. Isn't this directly in line with God's law of love? Mary Baker Eddy, the founder of Christian Science, spent years studying the Holy Bible and learned about the expansive and loving nature of God. In fact, a biblical name for God is love. Mrs. Eddy referred to God in her book, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures, when she wrote, "Love is impartial and universal in its adaptation and bestowals. It is the open fount which cries, 'Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters.'" So God is generously giving unlimited good to every one of his beloved children all the time. I know it doesn't seem like it, especially these days with layoffs and the prospect of greatly diminished retirement savings. But Mrs. Eddy proved what she wrote over and over. One of my favorite stories about her involved a farmer and his cows. There hadn't been enough rain in the area. His well was empty, and the cows were beginning to go dry. When Mrs. Eddy was told this, she said, "Oh, if he only knew. Love fills that well." And the next morning, the well was full, even though it hadn't rained. Divine love fills whatever well is empty, whether it's your well, your life, or mine. God is generous beyond measure, and his generosity benefits us all.
This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientists in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2020.